Now let me speak to Mark McIntosh from The Sun. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
Unbelievable this morning, Mark. The feel-good factor is incredible. Michael McGovern, amazing.
The game of his life, absolutely sensational. I think it was a little bit of a shop window for him when we first went into the Euros. I think that shop window became absolutely huge last night. And if that doesn't get him a move to a very good club in England, then I don't think anything ever will.
He was just inspired. It reminded me of the Polish goalkeeper, was it Tomaszewski, all those years ago that kept England at bay. He was simply inspired. He was unbeatable. But the team as a unit were very focused, weren't they?
They were. Look, yet again, it was another defensive masterclass from Northern Ireland. They're so well drilled, so well organised. Yet again, Aaron Hughes just defying belief. You know, only one competitive game since January. And then he comes in and does that. Johnny Evans, again, brilliant. Craig Cathcart and Gareth McCauley, and as you say, just Michael McGovern, it actually took a deflection to beat him in the end. It was just sensational.
That is true. Michael McGovern had practically the perfect game, and as they say, Mickey is going to get a deal that he couldn't have expected, because out of contract at Hamilton, you tend to think, well, you know, he may or may not get a decent deal, but when you show a CV like that to prospective employers, you're guaranteed to be taking a massive step up in salary.
Big time. You know, Rangers and Celtic have both been interested in him, and he's played his entire career in Scotland, so they know all about him. But let's be honest, there's probably not a lot of people in England have even heard of Michael McGovern. They know about him now. That was truly, truly world-class last night.
Totally. Amazing. And just, as I say, the feel-good that goes with it and the buzz that is associated with it, you can almost reach out and feel it. So, next step, it'll be either Wales or France. Something about playing France, isn't there? Because we can't win this competition. We've got to go out at some point. It'd be better to go out playing France than to go out playing Wales.
Oh, very much. So, you know, it's the romantic option to play France in France. But if we're all being honest, playing Wales, we've certainly got a far better chance of progressing if we play Wales. And that's eventually what we want to do. And the thought of either Wales or Northern Ireland in the quarterfinals of the Euros, it's frightening. And let's be honest, if you look at the Northern Ireland fans last night, they were still inside the stadium nearly an hour after the final whistle. They've stolen the show, and basically you speak to any journalist from around Europe and around the world, all they want to talk about is our fans.
Absolutely, and they come across as such a vibrant unit. I spoke to the First Minister about this yesterday on the programme. They are amazing ambassadors. And you know the old poor mouths that come on and gurn about Windsor Park and gurn about the Northern Ireland fans? They really have to have a long, lingering look at themselves, don't they? Because the Northern Ireland fans are arguably the best fans in the world. The Republic of Ireland fans are right up there as well, but I'm concentrating on Northern Ireland fans at the moment. Show me a set of fans anywhere on the globe that's better than what you saw last night.
Totally agree with you. They're self-policing as well, but we all know Northern Ireland. We're a country that loves to be offended, so there'll be a lot of people who want to be offended by Northern Ireland fans. Those same people probably have never stepped foot in Windsor Park. And that's the big issue. It's a legacy issue, like lots of things in our country. But anyone who watched Northern Ireland fans last night and throughout this tournament will just be jealous of them, because it was absolutely incredible. And it feeds through to the players. You know, every one of them talked about it last night afterwards. You know, when they're tired, you know, they were extremely tired even at half time. But just listening to those fans really, really inspired them.
Do you think they could do enough to compete if it was against France? Would the fans lift Northern Ireland to do a Jerry Armstrong in Spain, or is that simply impossible?
It's definitely not impossible. You just never know what's going to happen. Certainly with this Northern Ireland side, again, they're going to be hard to beat, hard to break down. But I think it's probably a step too far. I think if we were to play France in the last 16, that would essentially be our final. That said, if we play Wales, well, I wouldn't back against us getting into the quarters.
What about the guys and the accommodation, the fans, even some of the journalists who maybe were just there until Northern Ireland were knocked out? Is it handy enough to get accommodation for the next few nights or not?
I think that depending on where we play, if it's going to be in Lyon, it might be slightly more difficult. I know that I'm staying in Lyon tonight and then changing hotels, but I've managed to get one. If it's Paris, I think there'll be enough rooms, but I would love to know how everyone's going to afford it. But as always with these Northern Ireland trips, the Green and White Army are going to find a way of doing it.
Yeah, it'll be a Citizens Advice Bureau stroke credit union sort out when everybody gets home. But in the meantime, it's fun with a capital F. Well done to Mickey McGovern. Well done to the entire team. And Michael O'Neill's value, it's gone through the roof as well, hasn't it?
Massively. Absolutely incredible. I'll still be stunned if Michael O'Neill's an All-Ireland manager by Christmas. There'll be a host of clubs looking at him. And as we always find, certainly in the Premier League and in the Championship, as Christmas approaches, that's when managers start losing their jobs. And who wouldn't want Michael O'Neill? He's proved that he can play against the big nations. He's proved he can turn the fortunes around with very limited resources. He's going to be a perfect appointment for someone. And there's Northern Ireland fans, we all want him to stay. But if we're all being honest, he deserves a crack at a really, really top job.